It would simply because the AI that would focus in on this little tiny piece of the sign, which we, you know, you've been driving around and somebody took a marker or, you know, back in the woods, shot a hole through it or whatever, and the sign is just a little, but you knew what it was. AI focuses on that piece. And so this is actually really dangerous. Models can be fooled. There's also poisoning of the data. So if you can understand, like if I had control over the kittens and puppies and I was trying to get you to give me the wrong answer, I could slide some data in there into your training data to make you think that for any time that you're seeing the left side of an animal, it's always a kitten, right? But somebody looking at the model, it would work fine and fine and fine and fine until you showed the left side. That's called a trap door. So we don't actually know what's inside these models. They have correlations we can't really control. We can't really detect, and we don't really have, but again, some of the more recent models have literally a trillion bits of data in them, and so we don't have any ability to really understand where these trap doors are. There are other problems, and this actually has been this is like a really big public policy problem, is that if I can talk to AI, I can learn something about the data it was used to train. So for example, if I took all of your medical data and trained a model on living in Wisconsin, whether you're likely to get hay fever, right? And I use all of your medical data, and I had that model to, say, help diagnose other people, that's a great social good. But what if I could talk to that model and get your personal data straight out of there, your full medical record? And it turns out that when you have AI, by definition, and there are some information theoretic reasons that this is true, every time AI does something, it tells you a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more about the data it used to was used to create it. And so that creates a real conundrum. That is, by using data in training, are you violating people's privacy? Are you violating people's safety? There's a lot going on inside the legal industry about what's called fair use. Pretty much every large language model like ChatGPT has sucked up every paper I ever wrote, probably everything I've ever written, you know, every abstract for every talk I've ever given, sucked it up into the universe and used it to train their model. They didn't ask me. And the same is true for you. Anything that you put online, pictures, social media, anything, got sucked up in that model, as long as it was publicly visible and some stuff that weren't. If you put something on Facebook, I guarantee Meta has used it to train their model. I don't know that. Let's be careful. It's a bit far. Yeah, I would say that anything you put public, anything that it was in the scope of your what you've allowed by the policy that's given to you, the privacy policy that's given by the corporation or the organization that you gave that data to, if it's private in that context, if they're allowed to use it for training data, then it's subject to being used for training data.